So this morning, as we share a few ideas, and Pat comes up to help me here momentarily, I want you to do something for me. Because all of you have something. It's called your will. It's called your volition. It's called your choice that is somewhere in your head or your soul. And right now, you're choosing to listen or not. So I'd like you to unlock the door. If you're not willing to unlock the door fully, you're still uncertain of what I'm going to say, then at least go and open the window up a little bit more. And just hear what I've got to tell you. Okay? You see, part of our challenge that we have in terms of our world, as you saw it shared, is that when we think about opening doors, when we think about who we are in our lives, the challenge is that we are all children. We all are imperfect. We all are uncertain. We all have fear and uncertainty in our lives. And I don't know about you, but this I know is part of my life, is I feel like a child lifting up to get those big doors open between me and God. Oh, we feel it in so many different ways, but it's sometimes a big struggle that sometimes we knock on the door. Sometimes we feel like the door's not going to open. And sometimes we turn aside and go elsewhere. But this morning we have a great opportunity. Because the opportunity we have this morning is to hear Jesus' words told in story form. So let me just share a story with you. Jesus told the story of the farmer, the story of the sower, three different ways. So this is a composite of those stories that Jesus told. And as Jesus told the stories, the first thing we learn about in Matthew is that he told stories not to entertain, not to raise money for his cause, not to dazzle the people. He told stories, as is told in Matthew, to share things, hidden since the beginning of the world. He wanted to bring them, like our legal system, in common parlance, in common understanding, so we would all get it. That's why Jesus told parables. So he told this story of the sower. And this is how his story about the sower went. There was a farmer that went out to plant some seeds. And he took the seeds and he began to scatter them. And as he scattered them, some of the seeds that he threw out fell onto the road. Some of the seeds that he was scattering fell onto rocky or hard places. Some of the seeds that he was scattering, that he was throwing out, went into the thorns, and some of them went into good, fertile ground. The enemy of the farmer came along, and he also planted seeds. And when this enemy came and planted seeds, he sowed seeds that were weed seeds. And he did the same thing. He cast them out on the road, and he cast them into the rocky places, and he cast them into where the thorns are, and he cast them into good ground. The next day, everything started to grow. And the seed that had been thrown on the road, well, pretty soon it withered and died because it couldn't even get its roots deep into the roadway. And the seed that fell onto the rocky path, it had its roots start to grow out, but the sun came out, and it couldn't sustain it, and it died. And the seeds that were thrown among the thorns, they started to grow, but even though the roots were deep, they couldn't get any sunlight from the thorns. But the seed that was thrown onto the good ground, it started to grow, and even though there were weeds growing up with it, the farmer said, don't pull the weeds out, let it all grow together, because in the end, I'll divide them out. And the seed that was sown into the good ground produced a crop 30, 60, 100 times over. That was Jesus' story that he told to all the people during his time. And when you think of that story, you, perhaps like me, or perhaps like the disciples of Jesus' time, said like the disciples, tell us, please, what does it mean? What does the parable mean, please? Jesus, tell us about it. And so Jesus said this. The farmer is God. He sows seeds of life, and we are the ground. And the ground of our lives receives goodness. Good seeds are sown into it. But when we experience that seed coming into our lives, there's parts of our lives that are hard, that are flat, that when the good soil comes, we just say, I don't care. I'm not paying attention to that. I'm not doing it. That's hard ground. We also have rocky places whereby we start to receive God's goodness, but over time, it dies out or it's eaten by the birds. We also have thorny places in our lives. Jesus defined this as a place of worry, a place of deceitfulness of wealth, of chasing dreams that God did not ordain. And you and I in our lives also have weeds that have been planted. What are weeds? Weeds are evil things that come into our lives that are destructive, that take away goodness from our lives, that end up, all you have to do to test to see whether you have a seed of weed, is ask yourself the question, what is the final end to what I want to do? Speed on my motorcycle. Is that a good seed or a weed seed? Well, I'll get there faster, right? Okay. I'll speed ahead of everyone. I'll win the race, and I'll be first. Okay? I will exceed the speed limit with which the government of Canada says I can safely drive at, and I could kill someone, and I could kill myself, and I could do damage to property. A weed seed. A test in your life to think of the things that you are tempted to do or desire to do. And if you think about it long enough or talk to other people in your life about what they've done about this sort of thing in their life, and you can find out what the end is. Whether it's a seed, weed seed or a good seed. Jesus said the deceitfulness of wealth, the desire to compete with one another, these are the sort of things that choke out the good seeds. But we all have, every single one of us, every one of us have good soil. Goodness. Places where God's good seed grows and expands. Jesus also told a parable and said, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When you find it, you hold on to it. You grip tight to it because it's of such value. It's like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When you find it, you hold tight. Let me dig just a little deeper and clarify some things. God plants seeds of life in us. He opens doors up. Want to test this out? Breathe out. Breathe back in again. And see if that was life-giving or life-taking. Have a good lunch today and ask yourself, was that life-giving or was it life-taking? And who gave you that? Ultimately, God. That's why we have Thanksgiving, right? God opens doors, his word in us. Lucifer plants evil and destruction. He misdirects. He gives us false ways through the hard soil of trouble or persecution or fear, weakness, thorns of worry, greed. Evil forces take life from us. All of us have had experiences in life whereby life has been taken from us because of something evil in our lives or someone else's. This is a story we should share after church, right? If you want to use the doors analogy, the devil slams doors in your life. He takes opportunities away from you. The harvest is coming. Jesus, in his parable, said the harvest is coming, and when goodness, just like the video talked about, in which goodness, Christ's redeemed people, are going to be collected. It's like a harvest. Or in other words, all the doors will be open to between us and God. Like the door over there furthest to my right with the image of a person in it. You go through those doors. You go through them. Jesus, evidence to that, said to his disciples, I go to prepare a place for you, and when it's ready, I'll come back and get you and take you to be where I am. Does that sound like you have to do something, that you have to like get the right combination of a lock? You have to be able to go through the right door. No, he's coming right back to where you are and collecting you. And evil. This is one of the most fast. This is the most awesome thing about Jesus' parables. Evil will be completely destroyed by fire. That's fantastic. Death, pain, worry, greed, anything that you can list in this life which steals life away from you, it will be destroyed permanently. It will be locked out forever. It's one of the things that we don't hear in our world about what ultimately is going to happen to evil. It's going to be destroyed. Finality. God does open doors for you that no person can shut. God loves you. He loves you so much he made you. He created you. You exist. He loves you. He gives you life that you enjoy. He loves you so much that he also addresses the fact that you and I are dying. You and I have evil in our lives that brings us to destruction. We do stupid things, at least I do. Foolish things. Life-taking things. Say things that sometimes just steal from people. Cause problems. And I have a gap between me and God. I'm far away from him. And I'm destructive in life. And he's perfect and holy and has given me life. I want more of what he's got. And less of what I produce on my own. So he sent Jesus Christ to bridge the gap. Because Jesus Christ is me. It's his name Jesus, Yeshua. A very common name actually in that time. It's like Peter or James or John. Jesus is like us. The Christ is Jesus sent from God. He bridges the gap. Question is, will you accept his provision and go through the door that he's asking you to go through? That's the question he has for you.